Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Welcome, Sister Powell. Can you hear me? Are you able to hear? You and I are the only one that is on the line right now. Can you hear me? Sister Powell? Sister Powell? Can you hear me, Sister Powell? I have you on the other line. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
are you hearing me?
Yes, I
do. So you want to cut you off of my phone?
Yes, because I have to cut off then and call a little straight.
You are actually on. You call in twice. I passed you into my phone.
Yes, but I cannot go in as the host now. Because one host is there already.
Oh, so you want me to cut myself off?
And then I call it in. You want that is the work. I hope it don't cut off everything.
I don't know. If you want me to open the line for you as your I can do
yes,
that.
Yes, you can do that. You can do that if you have the chance. You can do that.
Okay, so you're on. It's just you and I. So I'm going to cut you off my mobile phone then. Because I see you here. You have your hands up on your personal phone.
Yes, I have mine now. Mm-hmm.
All right, and your line is open, so let me cut off.
But you're still as the host, right?
Sister Paul, what you want me to do? You and I are the only one. Do you want me to hang up and call back in?
You on the I am
yes,
you on the
and
line
we have
now.
We're joined by another caller.
Yes. All right. We're going to start.
Go ahead and
just
you could welcome and open.
Okay. All right. I am going to open. Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell. You hearing me?
Yes, Sister Powell, we're hearing you loud and clear.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. I was pushed off several times I tried. So I just want to thank you. Now, dear, we're going to open with a word of prayer. Father, we come to you this moment, this Health Reform Thursday night, to give you thanks and praise for life, health, strength, providing for us, Lord, traveling mercies. Right now, we heard that in Florida, dear Lord, it is a storm and actually waters on the street so much. But we are so thankful, Lord, that you have spared us. Help us, dear Lord, as we pray on behalf of those individuals, Lord, in their home. We ask you to pour your blessings upon them and keep them safe and allow them, dear Lord, to seek refuge before it is too late. We ask you to bless each heart, and we just thankful that we have a loving Father this evening that we can come to worship and to give you the praise, and all praises and honor goes to you. Thank you for everything, and as we know, dear Lord, and expecting to see you soon, we ask you, Lord, to help us that we will be obedient with every command you gave unto us, so that we will be faithful and then go and do your will. Thank you for hearing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Welcome, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, Advent Thursday. So I'm so thankful that we all can join. And the Lord word said, we are two or three gathered together, doing the things concerning Israel is in the midst. As he is in the midst this evening, let us praise him and give him. So we have our scripture passage, our opening scripture passage, and we are asking our brothers and sisters to, you know, join in reading. We have Genesis 1:29. You know, so we're asking someone. I'm going to open the line that they can read Genesis 1:29 and also 3 John 1:4. So I'm going to open my first caller, 518-482. Your line is open. Welcome. We're asking you, please, if you can read the scripture passage for us.
Genesis 1:29. Okay. Thank you, Sister Paula. It is a privilege to be on this line this evening. So may the Lord bless us as we read his holy word. Amen. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, we also have 3 John 1:4, if you would like to read it, and I will read the last scripture, Revelation 22. I will do that.
Would you like for me to read a 3 John?
Yes, sure, my dear.
All right. So certainly we're reading from the 3 Epistle, John, and it says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, verse 2, I wish what? Above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And verse 3 says, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Continelli and Sister Stephanie, for reading the scripture, John and also Genesis 1 and John. And you know what? This is the part I love to hear when you said, "For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." So God wants us to walk in the truth, and he also wants us to testify. He said, "I have no greater joy than to hear when my children walk in the truth." So brothers and sisters on this line, God loves us when we walk in the truth, do the truth, express the truth, and whatsoever we do, we know we have a loving Father who loves us, and he is there for us. And all these comforting words, you know, we can say, "Thank you, Daddy. You love us dearly." And Revelation 22, you know, Revelation 22, 1, I said, this is also one scripture that I give God thanks and praise that he's going to allow us, you know, with every good thing that we read and understand. He said, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb," right? "And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there," they what, my dear beloved? What is going to be there on the river? Right, and here will be the tree of life.
Nice.
"The 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation." So we are so thankful that God is going to give us the tree of life once more. And when we got a tree of life, we will see it once more. And it will be for us to do good for us. So we just want to thank God for those encouraging words. Now, my dear beloved, you guys have the opportunity, as we read the scripture and what it does, to what it will do to each and every one of us, is for us to obey God's will and carry out his work. And during this week, we do know that God has blessed us in every way. And now is the time, the opportunity, as the elder, as the reform, God has given us a new start, what he wants us to do. And this is the time you will have the chance to give your testimony of praise of some of the things that you have used, and you know it helped build your immune system, and also your praise report, because I do know that God is so good to you guys, that he have done so much for you guys during this week. Now is the time, it's time for each one, you know, to share their little praise testimony, both what they use and what God have done for them. So the line is open. You can just press 1 so that I will open your line. All right? As I saw a hand put up. And thank you, Sister Stephanie, for getting me in. 225-337, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I saw the time, looked up, and it was time. I said, let me get on so I can give God thanks and praise. I want to thank you, Sister Powell, my sister, my mother. I'm so glad to hear your voice. I tried to call you about 2-3 times, but I know you are so busy. But I'm so glad that we are here to thank God for all the blessing that we see going on down there in Jamaica. Oh, what a blessing that God is doing for you, Sister Powell, for Alex Nation, and for the Williams family. You know, it is all the blessing. You know, God uses us. And if we allow him to use us, he's using Sister Powell. She is allowing God to use her. So it is truly a blessing to be here on the prayer line with my sisters and brothers. So I just want to give God thanks. And I want to thank him also for blessing us to have this prayer line, because, you know, it's truly a blessing to be on this prayer line for so many years and be able to host with the ones that stay together. And you know what the word says? They that stay together and pray together, we're going to always be together. So I praise God for that. And then once we come together and be united, we're going to be strong. So thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening my line. And then also, I want to thank God for blessing my husband just getting home and gave him safe traveling mercy. And I'm going to ask you to lift him up because I'm telling you, sisters and brothers, the ministry he's doing at his job. And also, he brought something to my attention. I'm not going to bring it up today because our brothers and sisters have to share. But I just want to thank God for what he's doing and also for what our brothers and sisters are doing on this prayer line, giving God the praise and thanking him for everything that he do for us each and every day. And Sister Powell, everyone done read Genesis just yet?
Yes, dear. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Ready.
So
ready.
I want to request in prayer then for our brother, our deacon of our church. I'm asking to pray for him because he was supposed to get surgery on his eye on Monday. And when I talked to him today, I was praying with him, and I pray that he can do some things for God to help him instead of going get this eye surgery, which he's been taking eye drops, and nothing is helping. We talked to the lady from UGPine, and she told him about his diet. But although he's vegetarian, I mean plant-based, but he's not eating consistent vegetables. So because he has no one to help him and take care of him. So please lift him up in prayer that God would bless me with a car and I can help him some kind of way. I don't know. But lift him up in prayer. And also lift Jarvis and all the others in prayer, all our brothers and sisters on the prayer line, and Brother Rick's wife, because she's supposed to be doing well, Sister Powell, and Brother Rick told us the other day, so, and Ashley, amen? So I'm going to close that out. Thank you, Sister Powell, amen?
Amen, 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 praise God. Thank you, Sister Leola. I'm sure we're going to lift up these prayer requests you are praying for. Safe journey, traveling mercy for husband, and also the surgery of the deacon in the church. God is able. He can do all things. And I'm going to open this line. These are prayer requests, my dear beloved. And I'm going to open this line because sometimes when we get requests, it's good for us to present these requests to the Lord. So I am going to open this line and ask before she could present her praise report just to lead us in prayer for these requests. Right? 518-482, your line is open. 518-482, your line is open. Can
you? Okay. Sister Powell, thank you for opening my line. And this evening, I just want to speak about them.
Yes, before you speak about your ETIP, I'm asking you, please, if you could just lead us in prayer. Pray for these requests, Sister. Sister Leola just gave us two names, gave us her name, the deacon of our church with eye surgery, and also Jarvis and Brother Rick's wife.
Can't you give them again, Sister Paula?
Okay. Brother Rick's wife is not doing well. Can you pray for her? And also the deacon of Sister Leola Church, eye surgery, supposed to get about eye surgery Monday. And also pray for Jarvis, Ashley, and their family.
Jarvis. Okay. That's prayer.
Jarvis.
Yes. Merciful Father, we come before you this evening, thanking you, first of all, for protecting us during today,
You have been with us in our going out and in our coming in. And you have brought us safely on this line to join our voices with other siblings to give you praise and thanks for the wonderful things you have been doing for us. First of all, I want to thank you for this beautiful day that is past and gone. I want to give God praise for my nephew who got remarried a second time today, to a lovely lady, and I ask God to God's blessing on them. And for my brother, I want to give praise to him too, for him, because today he told me that he was feeling much, much better. He's taking up his medications, and he's taking them. But I pray that he will not only take his medication, but he will want to follow the Lord. All right. Lord, we come before you now. At your feet, we humbly bow, thanking you for this day which you have made, for keeping us, Lord, in your care, for loving us so much. You love us so much that you sent your son to die on Calvary's cross for our sins. We thank you for all the persons that will come on this line tonight to give you praise and thanks. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for so many things you have done for us in, as individuals, and collectively you have blessed us. You have blessed our families. You have blessed this line in keeping it going all of these years. Father, I pray this evening that you will continue to be with those who are in leadership, Sister Powell, Sister Carla, Sister Stephanie, Sister Brenda, and all the rest who are constantly, you know, attached to this line that is keeping it going. Lord, we need you more than ever before. We need you this evening. You have been with us in the past, and you will continue to be with us even as we go through this evening. I pray, dear Father, that as I come before you this evening, there are many who are sick. Lord, you know them by name, and I would like to uplift Brother Rick in a very special way, Lord. You know what he's suffering from. You made him. You know his body. And I pray this evening that you will touch his body wherever he is, whatever is wrong, Lord. I pray that you will send healing to him, but help him to have that faith to believe that you can do everything, and you can do all things, but you have to only believe. I am praying for this deacon who we do not know what is wrong, Lord, but we place him in your hands this evening. I pray, dear God, that you will touch his body, and whatever is taking place in his body, that you will bid it depart. Because, Father, you do not want anybody to be sick. You want us to live healthy lives, lives that will represent you. That's why we are on this line this evening, to encourage others to live a healthy life. Father, I place him in your care, and I pray that you will be with his dear wife, that as they walk together, that you will give them the strength to continue to live for you. And for Mr. Jarvis, I pray, Father, that you will touch his body at this moment, and that you will do for him what he cannot do for himself, that you will heal him according to your will. Because, Lord, we place them into your hands this evening, that you will give them the evidence that they need, that they will continue to walk with you and to trust you and to know that you can do all things but fail. So into your hands this evening we place even those whose name I didn't call, but they are sick. We do not know their names, Lord. I'm praying for all classes and condition of mankind. Lord, I pray that you will be with each one, because there is so much that is going on in our lives today that sometimes we don't even think to call upon your name. Because we do not think about that, Lord, many of us are going suffering, and we do not believe enough that you can heal our bodies if we just ask you, because you have said, ask and it shall be given unto you. And this evening, Father, we are asking for healing for all of those who are sick on this line this evening. I pray, dear Father, that you will touch their bodies and give them healing. Your healing blood will flow through them, and they will come to give you the praise and thanks for what you have done for them. This evening, Lord, I pray that you will be with the youths. My heart goes out for all the youth of the world, especially those who are on this line, once walked with you, and they have gone their own way, Lord. We know the time is late. It's later than any of us think. And I am praying for them this evening that you will, that your Holy Spirit will speak to their hearts, that they will come back to the fold of safety. They will retrace their steps and make it right with you, because the time is very, very late. You are soon to put in your appearance. As we look around and we see what is happening in the world, Lord, all these weathers, different bad weathers we are having, we do not even think that some of them are real. But, Father, I pray that you will protect your children. You have been doing this, and that you will continue to help us to lean upon your everlasting arms and to know that you are here for each one of us. And all that we have to do is to call upon your name. Father, I pray that you will bless this prayer line in a very marked way. Bless each one that comes on here this evening. As I pray for Brother, I can't remember his name, but Lord, I pray you know who names I want to call at this time. I pray that you will touch him wherever he is and heal him, Lord. Heal him, because it's your will that none of us, this is your will that none of us should be sick. And we thank you this evening, Father, for all the gifts of life that you have been giving us. Health, strength, that we can come here time after time to call upon your name, because we believe that you will do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. So we place this meeting into your care, this program into your care, Lord, and that you will continue to keep us and strengthen us, that we will continue to look to you for strength and direction, and to know that all things work together for good to those who love you. And we just want to thank you this evening for all of us who will be on this, who is coming on this line, all the silent listeners, Lord. I pray that you will and help them too to believe that there is a God who is interested in the affairs of every one of us. And I just want to thank you for keeping us and bless us more than what we can, above that we can think or ask at this moment, because we leave ourselves and this meeting into your care and keeping. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Cantinelli, for that prayer. The line is, we're going to open the line. I think Sister Powell might have dropped off. Let me see.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Sarah. I am here, Sister Stephanie.
Okay, your line is open. Your line is open.
Okay.
We couldn't hear
yes,
you. I'm not sure if we could not hear you. So.
Okay. So you hear me now?
Yes, Sister Paul, we're hearing you now.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sister Cantinelli. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Oh, good backup. God is so good. God is so great. We are blessed on this line. And it's, thank you for the prayer as Brother Rick's wife, you know. So we are asking, Father, as the prayer lifted up for Brother Rick, Lord, we know that his wife is not doing well, and we ask you, dear Lord, for your healing power as we are on Health Reform Thursday, that you said you wish above all things that we would prosper and be in good health. So we know that you told us in your word that you can heal all diseases. And as our dear sister had lift up these prayer requests to you, you are in the most holy sanctuary, Lord. So we ask you to work a miracle so that our dear sister will be healed and that she will have a testimony to praise you, Lord. We know that you can do all things. So we just thank you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, we are on the line once more, and we are asking you to press number one that you can share. I will just share this little praise report. This is a wonderful praise report that God is still in the working business. This morning, I went to do my walk, and I reached down to one of my cousins. And we were there. We sat in the barber shop. He's a barber. And while we were there, we were discussing about the Project Rosie that you guys heard and also support from 219, the little home for Rosie that she got burnout. And while we were discussing, my dear beloved, I am telling you, closed mouth cannot do anything. You have to share the goodness of God and also the things that we see affecting us in our neighborhood. So I was there, and before we started the discussion, I just prayed. And while we pray, I heard certain things that took place and happened, in which I was so happy to be there to hear, because I didn't know about it. Anyhow, I started to discuss the project and to ask the individual, that's my cousin who makes black, how much is the price for some. And he gave me the price, and we said, you know, we are asking the community to come out, you know, and help. And the group that was there, mother, father, brother, and also daughter, was there with myself. So we have this little group, one family, and there was some work they were doing on their home. So everyone agreed that they will help, and also to invite people to share it with people and asking. So that was a very good, you know, meeting to gather this morning. Then a young man came in to do his hair, Barbara, and my nephew. You know, he came in, washed his hand, and he go on the chair, and they were talking. And this young man, you know, he have up some tattoos, young people, and was working. So he said he fell. So I think it was bike. I said, is the bike you fall off? He said, no, I fall off of a scaffold. We were doing a house. He's constructing a building, and he fall there, and he broke almost part of his body. What broken? All that, and he is still alive. And my brother, my sister on this line, when I look at the young man, right, and I saw what God has done for him, I prayed with him, and I tell him that, you know what, you have a work to do with the young people, because God have saved your life for a reason, your breakup, and God put you back together. And, you know, you are there to tell your testimony. So, my dear beloved, I share this little report, and, you know, just to let we know, not care what we're going through, all the sickness that we heard about a while ago, Brother Rick's wife, we heard about the deep and highs and all that. It is possible that God can do all things. He shows us. And he wants us to be in good health. So that's one of my praise reports. So, my dear beloved, that project that project will, it started already, and that project is going to, you know, continue. So we're asking you all to pray for that project, and thank you all for your support. Thank you for your prayer with the other project. So God is keeping me. So that's my praise report. So now is the time I'm going to open some line to hear from you guys. You hear from me. I am going to open this line because I know she have a lot of praise report that she can. 301-868, your line is open. Hello, 301, see if your phone is on mute. Okay.
You want hear me? Hear me? Hello, yes. Can you hear me?
I hear you now, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it is putting us off automatically. But anyway, thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. It is such a blessing hearing from you over there on the in the beautiful island, the land of wood and water, Jamaica. It's just such a pleasure to hear. And, God is so good. God is so good. He's worthy to be praised. I told you that one of my sister had celebrated her 50th birthday, and I was we went. And, you know, God is so good, right? I was tasked at first to be the MC, and then it changed, and, you know, and then I was asked to pray, right, to do the prayer and to do the toast. And on my way, you know, as I was packing, I was reminded of somebody that I know whose name is Sister Powell, that when she's going anywhere, she's packing house and land, right? She's packing everything, food, and making sure that everybody has something. And I found myself doing it, and I was like, oh, my goodness. This is kind of like, you know, Sister Powell, my mother. And so when I got there, you know, my sister-in-law was there, and, you know, some other people, and they were like, oh, my goodness, you bring lemon? You bring ginger? I went with everything, and I said, I am my mother's child. And it was good. God was uplifted, and it was amazing because, as I said before, I ended up being tasked with the prayer and ended up jumping in because that's how we are. You know, I'm connected to Sister Powell. You go to a place and you see things that need to be done. You don't wait for somebody to ask you. You just kind of fill in. So I ended up being the all-arounder, praise God. And I prayed, beloved, and I'm telling you, I can't remember exactly what I prayed because I know the Holy Spirit. I did ask the Holy Spirit to just touch my lips. I remember saying to them, you know, God wants us to do things in decency and in order. And we thank God, for blessing her with half a century. And we know that many did not wake up this morning, and it is a blessing and a pleasure. You, something in that regard, and I say, you know, but we, our goal is to make sure that whatever we do is uplifting our Heavenly Father, and whatever it was. So I prayed. My sister-in-law initially said, when she saw me, when she said, oh, they're going to give her the mic, she's going to take a long time with the prayer. But she said that as soon as she said that and she heard I started to pray, because we don't know what to pray for, right? She said as soon as she heard me, I started to pray, and then eventually I was saying amen. And as I said, I don't remember the whole entirety or totality of the prayer because I know I'd asked the Holy Spirit to just speak, touch my lip and speak. However, throughout the night, beloved, people kept coming up to me and said that prayer was such a piercing prayer that touched my soul. I was like, I can't take any credit for it. It was God, because I don't remember what I said in its entirety, right? And they were just coming up. There was this Caucasian man. The man was following me around. He was like, that prayer, I've never heard a prayer like that before. I said, bless God, it is the Holy Spirit that was speaking through me. And so I just thank God, you know, that from whence I came, because there were times where I was not praying, right? I was not praying. I was not allowing God to use me in the right way, in the purpose that he was meant to use me. And I know, you know, being around my girlfriend and being around the people that were there, even their mouth, even what comes out of their mouth, This is how powerful you all are, beloved. Even what came out of their mouth was guarded because they knew, oh, she don't curse. She not going to drink. She not going to do this. She not going to do that. You should say, so in, they were conscious about making sure that whatever they were doing was being done in decency and in order and was not done in a way that was going to be offensive to me and our God. And I just thank God, you know, for safe traveling mercies. I'll share with you, we were coming back. You know, home, and we were in Bmore now. So we left Jersey. We went through Delaware. We were in Bmore now, Baltimore, dropping my daughter off for school. And we, you know, in Baltimore, it's a big thing where they cut the guys, the young guys and stuff, old guys too, they'll come up and start to wash your cars, do the windshield wiper thing. And so this guy came up, and there was something about him. My son did not wave him off. My son did not say, no, I don't want you to do the car. My son allowed him to do it. And I said, well, do you have some $2 or some change? He said no. So I had my last $10. I had my last $10. My girlfriend actually had given it to me for my toll. And that was what was left, you know, for from the toll. And so I told my son, I said, well, why didn't you wave him off? Why didn't you, you know, if you didn't have any money and you weren't planning on paying him, why would you let him, you know, wipe the windshield? So he was like, Mommy, that is their spill. They will wipe the car down hoping that you will give them something. Lo and behold, the man did it. He was walking away, and I'm telling you, the Spirit of God said, give him the $10. So I said, okay, roll on the window. So I said, here. I said, you know, may God bless you, share, and, you know, and God bless him, peace and love. Yeah, so I kind of threw that out to him quickly, gave him the money. So my son was like, Mommy, that was $10 you gave him. I'm going to wash the car and stuff. I said, well, you didn't have any other change. You know, I told you that was their spill. And I said, well, you know what? I felt impressed to give it to him. And he said, well, but you had some quarters in your from the toll. I had some quarters left, but I didn't remember it. I said, well, the $10 was meant for him. And he was like, Mommy, I can't. I said, it's my $10, isn't it? And so I said, I'll give my $10 the way I want to give my $10. So I gave the $10. We came back. We came home. Let me tell you this, beloved. Today I went into the mailbox. Look at God. Don't play with God. I went into the mailbox. I was excited to give the man my last $10. I wasn't grumbling. I had to check my son. It's my money. Okay, let me give my money who I want to give my money. I went into the mailbox. I opened up an envelope. In the envelope, I had a check that was 39 times that $10. Bless God. Bless God.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
We can't be the last, and I'm reminded, Sister Paul, as I'm getting ready to close, I'm reminded about that woman that had her last, right, the last coin, and she was giving it willingly. And then that other woman with Elijah, her last meal, and she gave it willingly. And what did God do? God replenished her. He gave her. It was outpouring. And so I want to say this to you. Sister Powell has a lot of venture that she's embarking on. You might know somebody that has a lot of venture, you know, that they're working on, me and my daughter and, you know, these college stuff. But I trust God. I trust God that he says that he is going to supply all of our needs. So I just wanted to leave that with all of you. Somebody might be going through something where they don't even know how they are going to make it for tomorrow. They don't even know how they're going to pay the bill. But let me tell you, your Heavenly Father owns the cattle on the hills. And so don't worry. Just be faithful. Trust him. And know that he is in control of all things. Because as we said, beloved, he wished above what? All things that you may prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. So thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening up my line and allowing me to share that. I have so much more, but I'm going to close my mouth and give the others opportunity to brag about their God, right? To bring their testimony, their prayer request, and their praise report about the wonderful God that we serve. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. I leave your lines open because you are my co-host. I just want to thank you for, and we here, not I, we thank you for that wonderful praise report. Your last $10.
and you was able to receive more. That's blessing. You know, the Lord said, all things work together for good to them that love you, him. And I do know that God loves you so. You know, he's just showing what he can do. And my dear beloved, I am telling you, I saw his work while I am here. A lot I did not share, and you know, because God knows what and how to do his will. And he's working miracles. So I just want to thank God. And thank you all again for praying for us and praying for each other, because we are a team working together, praying together, and hoping to meet our Lord together. So God bless each and every one. And I'm asking you, please, this is the time that, you know, asking you to share. You know, please make it briefly, because I would like everyone to share so that we can, you know, go into a prayer, and then after we can hear the sermon message. So I'm going to open this line. Oh, God, what I did. 985, your line is open. 985-232, your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Thank God for watching over us and waking us up. I would like to read a prayer. Dear God, we sometimes can be hard to be patient in this world. When everything seems to be going wrong in our life, we find ourselves feeling distressed. Lord, help us in these times to be patient as we trust in you and continue to move forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I just want to thank Sister Stephanie for what she did, because nothing but the pure in heart just to God. And God should supply all our needs. And I want to pray. I'll be praying for Brother Rick White and all the other sisters and brothers that's in bereaved and sick. Because I know what things can be like. But Brother Rick, don't worry, because God can do all things who strengthen us. And we just want to thank God for all his many blessings. And we just want to ask for prayer for Advent Light, all our brothers and sisters in prayer, all of them missing, all of them that's sick, and wherever they may be. We just want to pray for them all on the prayer line, homeless and whatever they may be. We just want to pray for the ones missing. And we just thank God for Sister Power, where she at. We want to thank God they was able to visit her daughter and enjoy her birthday. And I thank God for everything. And I just thank God for myself, because, you know, I go through a lot of bumps and grind, but I know he's willing, because he picked me right back up. So I thank God for that, because without him, we would be bad. And I'm just so grateful and so blessed. I wake up when I take the nap and wake up. I wake up smiling, because I know one thing. He's smiling down on us. Amen. I'm going to let Brother John talk.
Amen.
Yeah, like to say hello to everyone. This is Brother John from home, Louisiana. And as my wife said, give God the praise. And I want to say the same thing too. Every morning I wake up, I do feel good to see another day. I thank God and his will to do his will, and teach others and show them the way, just as the ones on the prayer line teaches us and show us the way, and the grandbabies and everybody that I be showing, you know, teaching them the way of God and things like that, by God's will, every chance I get. Just nephews, family, people I just meet out there. And it's just wonderful to share his word. Because some people, especially when they ask me questions too, also, when people ask me questions, and I'd be glad to tell them about the things I've learned and that the prayer line has taught me and all that. And at this time how good it was, and not just how good it's been and as good as it has been being. And I told him where I came from, the struggle in my life and stuff like that. And I tell him about things like God brought me a long ways and things. And I keep on, like I always say, I keep moving forward, because once God gave me a second chance to live, I said that I would change my bad ways and turn to do better in my life. And I've been glad that I made that choice to do God's will and stop the other stuff, the foolishness thing, because life is really, really becoming more and more enriched. And it's a blessing. Yep. So thank God. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What a mighty God we serve. My dear beloved on the line, do we listen to these prior requests and praise report? What God have done, Sister Brenda, is praising God, you know, trusting God, you know, be patient in God, praying for one another. He saw what God have done in our life. Brother John, you know, giving testimony of praise that God have gave him a second chance. He's out there carrying the evangelism work message to his friend, and his life have been changed. Brothers and sisters, this is time for us to look and see that God is working, as Revelation 18 says. You know, the mighty angel come down from heaven and lighten the world with his glory. Brothers and sisters, we heard these requests, we heard this report, and we are so thankful. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, and also the little children. Quite a while we didn't sing the little children's song, so I'm going to sing the little children's song now, and then I'm going to open the line. Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world, little children, grandchildren of Sister Brenda, grandchildren of every one of us on the line. Jesus loved you so much, and that he died for you. And he gave you mama, grandmother, auntie, and nephew to teach you and to show you the way. So, my dear beloved, thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on and for sharing. And we saw it on the line. Every one of us saw the growth, what God have done for you, change completely your life. So we just want to thank you for that. Yes, my dear beloved, opening this line, let us make briefly. I want everyone to share, but please, so you're going to make it brief, short, spicy, and brief, so that we can give everyone the opportunity. 272, your line, 770, your line is open.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. Such a pleasure to hear your voice. And this is Sister Tymeko calling from Pennsylvania. I'm so grateful to be here on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for another precious day of life. I thank him for bringing me through another week safe and sound, and I'm so grateful. When I went to my appointment this Monday, I was so happy to share the steps to Christ and my tracks from Amazing Facts with everyone on the bus, and Sister Leola called, and she was able to pray for everyone on the prayer line. I mean, she was able to pray for everyone on the bus for me, so I'm so grateful that the prayer sisters are calling. Brother Eli, he calls sometime and he prays for whoever I'm with. And it's such a blessing to know that wherever we go, our brothers and sisters are there praying for us. And it's a blessing. And I just have a scripture to read, if I may, in the book of Psalms, sharing, because God is so awesome. He's a mighty God, and he helps his children, so we're never alone. Praise God. Psalms 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and the truth endures to all generations. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So I just wanted to share that. Please, I'm lifting up everyone on the prayer line, all of our families, our children, our grandchildren. I'm lifting them up and praying for you, Sister Powell and Alex Nation, and all my brothers and sisters, and Sister Stephanie as well on the prayer line. So thank you for opening my line. God bless you. I love you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Kamika, for coming and sharing always. Here, Scripture, Lord, wants us to make a joyful night. Evangelism, right? Jesus wants us to go out and share, and all of us on this line is doing what God wants us to do, to go out and share. So I just want to thank you that you guys are praying for us. And you know what? We feel the prayer, and we know that God is able to do all things. So thank you again. Well, I opened this line. She didn't get to share. Briefly, my dear, I'm going to open the line. You do pray for us. So we're going to open the line and just share briefly, just one or two, you know, because we are actually supposed to be going in prayer now. 518-482, your line is open. Can you briefly teach a minute to sharing some of the things that, you know, your testimony and prayers?
Yeah. I was thinking to speak about this fruit that is very, we look at it as a very big grapefruit. The grapefruit is one of the things that protects the circulatory system, as simple as it looks like that. It protects our heart. I eat a half of a grapefruit. I try to eat it every morning. The pink grapefruit, but I like the pink grapefruit, yes. It helps to clean the arteries and strengthens also.
Sister Continelli, you're a little bit muffled. We're not hearing you as clearly.
You're not hearing me?
Not as clearly earlier. So, yeah, it was a little muffled.
Okay.
Like
yes. I was saying that the grapefruit it protects the circulatory system. It also strengthens our heart, and it leaves, you know, and it lowers our cholesterol, because my brother was talking one time that his body make cholesterol. I don't know what your body making cholesterol. Maybe you're right. But I know you're what you eat, right? And if you're eating things with a lot of fat, you will suffer with that. But he's a nurse, but I didn't believe what he was saying. It also protects us against cancer. You imagine that? At the same time, it's a great cleansing agent for the liver, the grapefruit. It cleanses the liver. So because of that, you make some grapefruit juice with some olive oil together. And that you can really gain some protection with that. So it protects your heart. Olive oil also protects the heart. It lowers the cholesterol. And it works as a blood thinner. Another thing that works as a blood thinner is that I use personally is that cayenne pepper. Because during last week there when my brother got sick, he had to use a drug, I forget what the name of the drugs. But I said, you know, that they had to use that because you had a blockage. So they had to use that drug to remove that blockage that was there. So, but if you had known, if you was using, your cayenne pepper, as simple as it is, it's a blood thinner. It thins the blood. You would not have got that. That's as simple as that. You would not have gotten that clot there. And we all know, that the vaccine that we get, that is one of the side effects of it. Yes. It raises the our high. It lowers our HDL cholesterol, which is very good. HDL, which is a good cholesterol. And these two foods together, they even stimulate the gallbladder to release bile. This problem works at the gallstone and the gallbladder conditions in that we eat a lot of fat. So this is one thing I know that it works for me and it would work for anybody. Lots of fatty foods we are not to eat over the gallbladder, because if you eat a lot of fatty foods, that is what you will have, gallbladder problems. Then it becomes or hypertensive, and it will also not function properly. So when it produces too much bile, this will clump up the gallbladder, and then we get develop gallstone. So that is my little advice to us on this line this evening. Use your grapefruit. Grapefruit is very good. It lowers pressure to high blood pressure. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
Amen.
You. And that is my little for this evening. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Paul.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Continental, always. And brothers and sisters, you know what is good for us too, as we read a while ago the scripture, what God had told us that he gave us, you know, it's really good for us to really not only to listen to these wonderful health tips that we all share on this line, but for us to use them, practice it, because practice become perfect. And when we practice these little simple remedies, you know, it will allow us to be healthy and also to share. So we want to thank Sister Consonelli tonight. She gave us about grapefruit. You know, grapefruit is a round fruit. You know what she said? It's good for the heart, right? It strengthened our liver, and it also with our cholesterol. You know, she also gave us simple natural remedy. The cayenne pepper is good for it. You know, heart attack or that. She told us about that. And all these things, God wants us to use simple. So thank you, my dear. And you know what? One night we are Sister Stephanie, ourselves on this line, going to give Sister Consonelli a chance that she can present, you know, present fully these wonderful health tip to us, because she came on this line actually
Absolutely.
Every week and give us that those health tips. So thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. I concur. I concur.
Okay, praise God. So just to tell her that she can get herself prepared to do that presentation. Thank you, my dear sister. God is good. God is great, right? All right. So we're going to open this line for this. No, she was yes, on the line. Please, I'm asking you, dear. We are going in prayer. So we ask you to brief, just brief, my dear beloved brother, in your report right now. I'm going to open your line, 857-505. I love everyone to share. But let
Amen.
Us time.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Power. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. How are you today? I hope you are blessed, brothers and sisters. God is good. He's truly worthy to be praised, Sister Power, Sister Stephanie, because God is good. God is a marvelous God. He is the great God. He is good. He's a King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And Sister Power and Sister Stephanie, I have a prayer request, my dear sister. My prayer request is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mother in prayer. Don't forget to lift up my mom in prayer. Don't forget to lift up Brother Dylan in prayer, Sister Power. Lift up Brother Dylan in prayer. His name is Brother Dylan. He's welcome on the prayer line. His name is Tyler D-D-L-Y-A-N. Lift up Brother Dylan in prayer. Don't forget to lift up his brother in prayer, to Brother Troy. Don't don't forget to lift up our dear sister, Sister Powell and Sister Stephanie. Lift up Sister Keisha's beloved mother on this prayer line. And Sister Powell and Sister Stephanie, I would like to thank my dear sister, tear me up, Sister Powell and Sister Stephanie, because I was feeling stressed, Sister Stephanie and Sister Powell, but God is good. God is a marvelous God. And Sister Stephanie and Sister Powell, I would like to thank Sister Tamiko for encouraging me. I would like to thank her for support me. I would like to thank for her support. And please lift her up in prayer. Don't forget to lift up Brother Keon in prayer too, Sister Powell. Brother Keon. It's Sister Stephanie.
Amen.
Can you spell it? Sister
Amen.
Stephanie for
Amen.
Sister Power.
Amen, Brother Eli. Sure, we're going to lift up Brother Keon and your mother, Joy, and you know you are down, you know. Thank God that we have Sister Ken call to help us. So we're going to open this line, and our dear sister will lead us in prayer. I long to hear her voice, and she's on the line, so I'm going to open her line. And surely, Brother Eli, she will be praying for each one of us. She got the request, and we will just ask her to lead us in prayer. I haven't heard from Brother O'Neill, so let us lift up Brother O'Neill in prayer too. So I'm opening this line, and thank you for coming, brothers and sisters. 423-635, your line is open.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good evening. Thank you for opening up my line, Sister Powell. God is good, and he's really, truly worthy to be praised. I just want to thank him. I'm here in Waynesboro, Tennessee. I've been here for, I guess, going on 2 weeks now, and I'm just praising the Lord and how he's working in my life and the direction. I said, Lord, you know, I want to do your will. Not that I'm tired, but I want to do ministry, and he's opened up different doors for me. I'm working with a ministry, and I'm also on Thursday helping a sister in the kitchen, and I'm cooking, and I'm just praising the Lord, brothers and sisters, and I just thank him for his goodness, his mercy towards each and every one of us. I just thank him because he is worthy to be praised. We can't even comprehend what Jesus did for us on Calvary and what he's doing for us even now as he's cleaning the most holy place and interceding on our behalf. So just praise the Lord for his goodness and mercy. So you said you wanted me to give a word of prayer, Sister?
Yes, my dear.
Okay.
Yes, my dear. Thank you. And also before you pray, we just want to thank you for what you, the work that you have been doing in Tennessee, and God is using us. And if we be obedient to his will, this message will go out like wildfire. So we want to thank you, and we are praying for the ministry. So we are asking you tonight to lead us in prayer, and the request for everyone of us here, you can just pray. Thank you again, Sister Carla.
Amen. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Kind and loving Father, we come before you, thanking you for your mercy, thanking you for your love, thanking you for your long-suffering towards us, Aaron being that you have made, Lord. But we long to be by your side. We long to worship you face-to-face, to see you and to say, Lord, this is our Lord that we have been waiting for, and for you to say, come in, good and faithful servant, Lord. You know the hearts of your people. You heard the prayer requests, Lord. You heard the unspoken prayer requests that our heart is yearning and can't even utter it, oh, Father. But we know the Holy Spirit take what we can't say and take it to your throne, Lord. I thank you for Brother Eli and his family, his prayer requests, Lord. I thank you for his long-suffering. Sister Stephanie, continuing blessing upon her and her daughter and her son and her ministry as a whole. Thank you for Sister Powell, the work she's doing. She's far but yet near, Lord. And I just thank you for her perseverance, Lord. She is a good example to walk each and every one of our sisters, knowing even in your old age, you will have the strength of the youth. And only God can give you that. So we ask a special blessing upon Sister Powell. Lord, continue to bless Sister Consonelli and her family, Lord, and those she's ministering to, Lord, as she's taking the help message near and far, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Bless her family, her husband. Continue to be with Sister Leola, her family, her husband, Sister Tymika, her children and her family, Lord. Even myself, have mercy upon me, Lord. Help me and strengthen me and my children, Nicholas and Amanda, Brother Rick and his family, his beloved wife, Lord. Touch her heart right now. Ashley and his other daughter and daughter-in-law and grandchildren, Lord. Be with them and his friend that have cancer. I believe it's Eric, but I'm not sure, Lord. Be with them, the Elder Richardson family. Be with the Richardson family. May you bless them, Lord. May you strengthen them. Sister Nelda, Lord, we thank you for Sister Nelda. I saw her today, Lord. Bless her, Lord. May she be encouraged and may she be steadfast in your word, Lord. Be with Brother and Sister John in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch them, Lord. And whoever I may have forgot or I didn't hear, Lord, please bless your children, the Calvere family. Please touch them in the Markway, Sister Katie and her family. Be with them, Lord. Again, and all the unspoken prayer requests, oh, Father, the sisters in New York, Lord, be with Brother O'Neill and his children, his family, and the work that he's doing in New York, Lord. I thank you for Sister Kim and her ministry here and for me to be able to help her, Lord, as you're bringing your people closer and closer together to finish the work, Lord. Please bless the speaker at the hour. Fill her with your Holy Spirit, Lord. May we get wisdom and understanding from the reading, Lord, from hearing what you have left for us through your prophet, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be obedient to the health law so that we can prosper. Because you said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. In Jesus' name we thank you ever so much. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Carla. Glad to hear your voice again. And thank you for praying for us, brothers and sisters. You know, God wants us to pray for each other. And we know that one day soon and very soon we will be together if we are faithful. And now is the time, my dear beloved. We thank everyone who joined. We have a full house today. So we want to thank you all for joining. And now we are asking, you know, who would like to sing a little song for us, you know, so that the next voice you will hear is the speaker. So if there is someone on the line who would like to just sing just a little song, a verse, one verse, you know, I'm going to open the line. I'm going to choose somebody to sing a little song for us on the line tonight. And then the next voice you will hear is the speaker. I'm going to call on you. It may be sudden, but I'm going to call on my little sister here to sing us a little voice of me. Okay? I did wrong. Wait a little. I do a wrong thing. Just hold on a little. Yes, 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 yes. Okay? 518-482. I'm asking you. Your line is open. We just want a one verse of a little song that the next voice you will hear is the speaker. So we're asking you if you could just sing one verse of a song of your choice.
Okay, Sister Paul, I'll sing a little chorus for us. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. And I know that's the desire of each of us, our hearts here on this line this evening. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. I want to be ready. My voice isn't coming out. Let me start this again. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Earth's pleasures grow dim while I'm waiting for him. Lord, keep us till Jesus comes.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank
it's
you, Sister Carmen, you know, for that prayer. We want to be ready, brothers and sisters, when Jesus comes. So we started from here. And if we do not start it from here, we could not be ready. The word of God, the song, the prayer, you know, to look upon his face, we will be ready. So thank you, my dear Sister Cancinelli, for that wonderful song. Now, my dear beloved, we welcome you again, those from Netherlands on the internet, those from New York City, Canada, those from the 8 in Haiti, and all over the world who is listening to us. We welcome you, and we are asking you at this time, everyone, this is the time that we all have the chance to get our Bible, our notebook, that we can take down notes, that we can go again and review them so that we will be ready when Jesus comes. Now the line is open for our speaker. 301-868, your line is ready.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for this, that song, Sister Cancinelli. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. And thank you so much, Sister Carla, for that prayer. I will just take a little bit of time just to linger just a little bit longer. Heavenly Father, I come before you, and I'm so thankful that you have used me, Lord, as a vessel. I know that I'm not worthy, but I thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. And I pray that you will touch my lips with coal so that the message that you have prepared through me, Lord, will be one that will agitate our hearts, that will ignite us so that we will be able to look to you for a change, for a direction, Lord, and for your mighty work that you have us to do, Lord. Lord, I bless your name. Give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so I am going to be reading. Are you hearing me, Sister Powell?
Yes, I am. Yeah?
All right, good, 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 good. I am going to be reading. I made some mark, very important to me. Thank you just for the experiences that I've been having. And I'm going to start where it says builders of home. Builders of home. Builders of home. And I am on page 361, builders of home. And I like to read what she has underneath. I kind of marked my Bible. Don't get out here. Just stay where I put you. Mark my page. And underneath this, let me see what does the prophet. And I'm reading from Ministry of Healing, beloved. And builders of home. And under that it says, I'm going to be kind of segueing through. It says, through wisdom is an house built, and by understanding it is established. I like to read underneath. She always has some, the prophetess, Sister Ellen G. White, always have some really good pressing quotes, Bible scriptures that are just like piercing. And it says, through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. Right? And so I'm going to read a little portion of this before I move on. It says, he will give Eve to Adam as a helpmeet, performed his first miracle at a marriage festival. So who did he give as a helpmeet? I just read something right here, Sister Powell. Was this male and female?
Yeah, sure.
Adam, Eve and Adam. No confusion. Plain and simple and clear, right? All right, so let's put this disclaimer out. We know that many people are listening from across the world. We want to put a disclaimer out, right, that this or these session is not intended to offend, arrest anyone, but to present truth as we know it to individuals that are curious about the subject matter, right, similar subject matter, right? No monetary tendencies are being exchanged. And what I just did, I gave the disclaimer for the Copyright Act of 1976, Section 107 and 106, Fair Use, which give us the opportunity to use these things for commentary, news reporting, education, research, criticism, and studies, right? So I just wanted to put that out there because we're not trying to offend anyone. We're just presenting the truth, right? And so it says, he who gave Eve to Adam as a helpmeet. A lot of things we're doing, we're out of order. We're out of order, beloved. Performed his first miracle at a marriage festival in the festal hall where friends and kindred rejoiced together. Christ began his public ministry. Thus he sanctioned marriage, recognizing it as what? An institution that he himself had established. Amen. So if we are in something that is other than what Christ has ordained, it is of the devil. All right? There's no truth in it. We just talked about he wished above all things that we may prosper, being good health, even as our soul prospered, right? He wished above all things. He wished that we, his children, will walk in truth. So if we are propagating and if we're spreading anything other than what thus saith the Lord, we are not walking in truth, right? And our soul will not prosper. Amen? All right? So it says, he ordained that men and women should be united in holy wedlock to rear families whose members crowned with honor should be recognized as members of the family above. Christ honored the marriage relation by making it also a symbol of the union between him and his redeemed ones. He himself is the what? The bridegroom. The bride is the what? Is the church, of which as his chosen one, he says, thou art all fair, my love, there is no spot in thee. Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 7. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it that he might sanctify and cleanse it, that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives. Ephesians 5, 25 through 26 and 28. The family tie is the closest. And I'm sorry, I went back. I'm on page 307. I kind of went back a little bit. It says, the family tie is the closest, the most tender and sacred of any on earth. It was designed to be a what? A blessing to mankind. And it is a blessing wherever the marriage covenant is entered into intelligently in the fear of God and with due consideration for its responsibilities. Those who are contemplating marriage should consider what will be the character and influence of the home they are founding. As they become parents, a sacred trust is committed to them. Upon them depends in a great measure the well-being of their children in this world and their happiness in the world to come. To a great extent, they determine both the physical and the moral stamp that the little ones receive. And upon the character of the home depends the condition of society. The weight of each family's influence will tell in the upward or the downward scale. I heard Sister Powell was singing for the little ones. And at times, you know, as parents, we have done things that weren't always the right thing or the best thing. As example to our children and words that we say and actions that we do. And so we pray, you know, for forgiveness that our little ones or our young people, our young adults, will, as we ask God to forgive the things, the errors and the ears that we did, to ask God to forgive us, and that they too will be able to forgive us for the things that we have done that were not of Christ, amen, and for the scars that we have done to them. Sometimes as parents or adults, we can be hypocritical. We say one thing, but we do another, right? And so we pray that if that is anyone of us that is on this call and is hearing me, are able to say to our children after this message, if your heart is pricked, all right, to call up your children and say you are sorry for things that you did that you weren't aware of, or things that you did, you were aware of it, but you kind of did it anyway. I think this is what it is saying to us because of our the responsibility that we have as parents. I know many of our young people are not in the church. They're not in in the faith. They're doing all kind of things, and some of the things, the reason why they're out there doing it is because of us too, beloved, if we're honest to ourselves, right? We did not always follow what God has commanded us to do. But the good thing about it is that as we ask for forgiveness, we can pray and ask God to allow our children to forgive us and allow our children to come back in the fold, right? A lot of times as parents, we don't like to say we're sorry or we're wrong. And I think that is what Christ has called us to do, right? We're young people has been a burden on our heart, our little people and our young people, because they're bombarded with so many things. So many things are out there that, you know, are vying for their attention. I would not want to be a young person, meaning like 20 or 18 or 25 or 30. I would not want to be that age. I see people, I'm talking to the young persons, and you don't know who was an original he or who was an original she because of the world that we live in, right? You don't know who has all kind of false stuff. One time when I was growing up, you know, people would put on false hair and false nails, and that would be about it. But now everything can be bought in the shop or in the store or in a doctor's office, right? And so we want to make sure that we, I'm saying all of this to say, you know, we want to make sure that we are reaching out to our young persons. We are making sure that we are making right wrong. And that's what Christ has called us to do, even as parents. Amen? And amen. So I'm going to read this again. It's upon the character of the home depends the condition of society. The weight of each family's influence will tell in the upward or the downward scale. The choice of a life companion should be such as best to secure physical, mental, and spiritual well-being for parents and for their children, such as will enable both parents and children to bless their fellow men and to honor their Creator. Before assuming the responsibilities involved in marriage, young men and women should have such an experience in practical life as will prepare them for its duties and its burdens. Early marriages are not to be encouraged. A relationship to I was asking my son, you know, when are you going to get married? So I guess we're not supposed to encourage that. You know, early marriages are not to be encouraged. A relation so important as marriage and so far-reaching in its results should not be entered upon hastily without sufficient preparation. Amen. Amen. I agree. And before the mental and physical powers and world are well developed. The parties may not have worldly wealth, but they should have the far greater blessing of health. And in most cases, there should not be a great disparity in age. All right, you hear that? Some people, you know, they married people, they're 20 years younger than the person or 20 years older than the person. The parties may not have worldly wealth, but they should have the far greater blessing of health. And in most cases, there should not be a great disparity in age. A neglect of this rule may result in seriously impairing the health of the younger, and often the children are robbed of physical and mental strength. They cannot receive from an aged parent the care and companionship which their young lives demand. And they may be deprived by death of the father or the mother at the very time when love and guidance are most needed. So I'm going to stop there for that portion. And then I'm going to move to this portion that reads, I'm still in Builders of the Home, that reads happiness in unselfish service. Happiness. And I'm led here because, as I said before, not looking for any glory, not looking for any praise, but to be able to bless someone that you know may be going through something more so than what you're going through, right? And I don't always, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not always entwined or in tuned to give money, you know, to the panhandlers. But most of the time I don't have cash on me. So this was, to me, a certain Holy Spirit moving, right? It was intended for this young man. I've seen other people where I don't have anything, I don't have any cash, but I have food. And I'll say, you know, would you like some food? Would you like da-da-da-da-da? Sometimes they'll say yes, or sometimes they'll say no. You know, and I say, well, I don't have any money on me, but this really was orchestrated for this young man. So I want you to lift this young man up. I don't even know his name. I just, the young man that, you know, was wiping the car in Bmore, that God will just bring him, you know, into an experience with him so that he can know him and surrender to him. That is my prayer. So now I'm on page 361. And it says, happiness in unselfish service. But remember that happiness will not be found in shutting yourself up to yourself, satisfied to pour out all your affection upon each other. Seize upon every opportunity for contributing to the happiness of those around you. Are you contributing to the happiness of those around you, or are you bringing complaint and murmuring and strife? Unkindness, gossiping, worrying. Is that you? Or are you bringing affection upon each other, kindness upon each other, happiness upon each other? Is someone saying, you know what? I love being around Sister Powell because she makes me happy no matter what's going on. Oh, I love being in the presence of Brother John and Sister Brenda and Brother Rick and Brother Ray and Sister Leola and Sister Consinelli, Brother Eli, Sister Timiko, and anybody else on the line. Put your name in there, Sister Carter. Put your name in it. Are you someone that, someone, if we went to someone, whether it is your foe or it is your friend, your enemy or your ally, the person will say, you know what? I don't care what anyone says. I know that these individuals' name that I called, whenever I'm around them, they are a ray of light. And that's a plug for you know, sister Leola and brother Ray, marrying mission and business. Amen and amen. Okay. So you can put your name in that, right? Do the people that you hang around with or you work with, or even your family member wants to be around you, and are they saying, you know what, they are affectionate, they are kind? Or are they using other descriptors, other adjectives to describe you or describe us? Are they saying, as Adventists, let me just take a privilege, a moment to say this. I know Sister Powell talked about New Start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate air, rest, and trust in God. My daughter sent me something. She's over there in Towson University, and she happened to send me a video. And let me tell you, it was a TED Talk video. And this video was given by, he was not an Adventist, but he was highlighting. He was highlighting our help message and was focusing on all of those people, those Adventist people that are over 100 that live in Loma Linda, the blue zone that they call it, and he spoke highly. The fact that we honor the Sabbath from sunset, Friday to sunset, Saturday, we eat a plant-based diet. We move around. We're agile. We are mobile. We employ. I was just so blessed to hear that. Because are we hearing that from our pulpits? Are we hearing our help message being echoed? I remember when I was growing up, like every Sabbath, Sister Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, they would give like 15 minutes of health spotlight. Y'all remember that, or is just me, or am I remembering something that didn't happen?
Amen, amen.
Every Sabbath, not just on special health and temperance. Every Sabbath, just like how they would highlight the mission stories around the world, things that are happening, they would give a 15-minute spotlight on the health message, which is the right arm of the gospel. Are we hearing that now? Now?
Mm-hmm.
Now and now. But we have the world that has recognized and have done studies and research and is highlighting the importance. And they talked about the New Start. They talked about the fact that we collaborate with one another. We share each other's burden. We pray for one another. We bask and from sunset, we look at least once a week. We have our day of rest, the Sabbath day. And we have this message. This should be plastered, especially over the last 2-3 years. But we're taking our light, our candle, and we're hiding it under the bushel, and the scripture talks about that. Amen? So I just wanted to point that out. So I will continue. It says, remember that true joy can be found only in unselfish service. Only in unselfish service. Forbearance and unselfishness mark the words and acts of all who live the new life in Christ. As you seek to live his life, striving to conquer self and selfishness and to minister to the needs of others, you will gain victory after victory. Thus, your influence will bless the world. Men and women can reach God's ideal for them if they will take Christ as their helper. What human wisdom cannot do, his grace will accomplish for those who give themselves to him in loving trust. His providence can unite hearts in bonds that are of heavenly origin. Love will not be a mere exchange of soft and flattering words. The loom of heaven weaves with warp and woof finer, yet more firm than can be woven by the looms of earth. The result is not a tissue fabric, but a texture that will bear wear and test and trial. Amen? You might be going through some tests and some trials. Know that God is not going to give you more than you can handle. He's not going to allow the devil to go that far. So know that the result is not a tissue fabric, but a texture that will bear wear and test and trial. Heart will be bound to heart in the golden bonds of a love that is enduring. Better than gold is a peaceful home where all the fireside charities come. The shrine of love and the heaven of life, hallowed by mother or sister or wife. However humble the home may be, or tried with sorrows by heaven's decree, the blessings that were bought or sold and centered there are better than gold. this was this portion was written. It says anonymous. Amen and amen. And so let's see. I'm gonna read just a little bit more. I missed my pages now. Encourage. Is that what we are to be doing? Encouraging one another. Right? So I'm going to read. I think this is what I really wanted to read. Encourage. And that one is out of in contact with others. All right? As we are to be unselfish, as we are supposed to be kind, as we are supposed to bring individuals happiness by what we say and what we do, how better way to do that than to encourage? Amen. Commend and encourage. It says, I'm on page 491, and it says, cultivate the habit of speaking well of others. Dwell upon the good qualities of those with whom you associate, and see as little as possible of their errors and failings. When tempted to complain of what someone has said or done, praise something in that person's life or character. Cultivate thankfulness. Praise God for his wonderful love in giving Christ to die for us. It never pays to think of our grievances. God calls upon us to think of his mercy and his matchless love, that we may be inspired with praise. Earnest workers have no time for dwelling upon the faults of others. We cannot afford to live on the husk of others' faults or failings. Evil speaking is a twofold curse, falling more heavily upon the speaker than upon the hearer. He who scatters the seeds of dissension and strife reaps in his own soul the deadly fruits. The very act of looking for evil in others develops evil in those who look. By dwelling upon the faults of others, we are changed into the same image. But by beholding Jesus, talking of his love and perfection of character, we become changed into his image. By contemplating the lofty ideal he has placed before us, we shall be uplifted into a pure and holy atmosphere. Even the presence of God. When we abide here, there goes forth from us a light that irradiates all who are connected with us. Instead of criticizing and condemning others, say, I must work out my own salvation. If I cooperate with him who desires to save my soul, I must watch myself diligently. I must put away every evil from my life. I must overcome every fault. I must become a new creature in Christ. Then instead of weakening those who are striving against evil, I can strengthen them by encouraging words. We are too indifferent in regard to one another. Too often we forget that our fellow laborers are in need of strength and cheer. Take care to assure them of your interest and sympathy. Help them by your prayers and let them know that you do it. Amen and amen. All right, Sister Paul, you want me to stop here or you want me to read a little bit more?
Okay. Yeah, you can stop my voice actually then.
Okay, all right, no problem. Bless God.
Yeah. Yes, my dear beloved, though we got a lot of information out of this reading.
And you know what? We just want to thank Sister Stephanie. And we'd like if anyone have a query, something you didn't understand.
You know, Sister Powell.
Hmm?
If you could just give me 1 minute, I just want to say something. 1 minute. I have the opportunity to share some health tips with others. Right. I was making some dragon fruit. I was making, you know, papaya and pineapple, and I blended up and was just giving individuals natural food. People who they are meat eaters, right? And so what I shared with them, when I was sharing all the things that she needed to do, when I looked at her stomach and I was telling her what was going on with her, and she asked me, no, literally, she said, "Are you in the medical field?" You know, I said, I am a medical missionary. She said, "Oh my goodness, you know all of these things. You're telling me da 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 da." So I mixed up, some things and gave to her. This person called me, quite a few of them, and they were sharing with me. I gave them some other things, but I gave them natural stuff, and they called me. They were like, "I am using the bathroom. I have not been using the bathroom for weeks," right? And I was sharing with them about just changing their diet, simple stuff that will allow them to gain the fiber, consume the fiber, and so that they will be able to pass their bowel out. So, Sister Paul, I just want to read just a paragraph. It's just a couple sentences, I promise. It is from Flesh as Food, right, 313, and it says, "Changing the diet. It is a mistake to suppose that muscular strength depends on the use of animal food. The needs of the system can be better supplied and more vigorous health can be enjoyed without its use. The grains with fruits, nuts, and vegetables contain all the nutritive properties necessary to make good blood. These elements are not so well or so fully supplied by a fresh diet. Had the use of flesh been essential to health and strength, animal food would have been included in the diet appointed man in the beginning." So I'm going to stop right there. I just wanted to point that out because sometimes we forget. And just simple things you can share with others that are not plant-based, but you can make some things, simple things I made. I just got the dragon fruit. I used the papaya, squeezed some lime in it, add some ginger, put some pineapple in it, and I blended up. No water. And I blended up, and they were just like, "Oh, my goodness, this is so tasty." I didn't put any sugar in there, no sweetener. And it was allowing their bodies to be detoxed. It was pulling things out. I was giving them lemon water every morning, giving them, hot tea, with lemon and soursop leaves and different things and ginger. And it was just cleansing them, detoxing them, natural stuff. And they were so amazed. She was like, "Are you in the medical field? What are you?" I was like, "No, I'm not. I'm a medical missionary." So I just wanted to share that we have the opportunity to help individuals change their diet as we change our diet as well. Amen and amen. All right, Sister Paul, I'm done.
Yes, my dear beloved, thank you for those information. And actually the natural food that we can just change our diet and then we will see the result. So it means obedience to God's command. As he said, you wish above all things, we may be placing these little subjects and promises day by day, but God wants us to really take this message out there to the world. So thank you for that change. Change in the individual life by just changing the way they eat. God is so good. God is so great. Brothers and sisters, now we come to the end, actually, of the study. We are encouraging our brothers and sisters to go back in reading, right? These books and, these information, and we can encourage one another. This reading this evening tells us that, what we have done as parents, sometimes we do bring pain and hurt with our own children. It also shows that we can go to the Lord, that the Lord can point out these errors that we had made, that we can make it right with our children. It also talks about happiness in the home,
you know, whatsoever we do in the home, that will for our children. So we all have to do practice and encourage, and our encouragement is to show each other kindness. These are what we studied this evening, and I thank God for this encouragement. And I just have to say, if I have done anything to any one of my children, that they shouldn't, I know they would come and say, Mama, you do this, Mama, you do that, you know. And we are not big, too big to say we are sorry, and that is what the Lord wants us to do. So this evening, we are encouraging each other. We are supposed to be our brother's keeper, and in building a home around us and to bring people together, we have to practice what God told us to do. So I just want to thank my dear beloved sister for this information. If you have a query, we will give you a few minutes that you can take yourself off, start 6 setting, and then you can press 1. And then you can ask your question to Sister Stephanie, and she will be able to reply. So I'm watching the board. You know, if you respond, I will open your line.
Or if you have a comment or feedback, doesn't necessarily have to be a query. Sister Paula, did you open this line, 985-232? I'm not sure if you did that already.
Yes, Sister Brenda.
Okay, that's Sister Brenda. Okay, no problem.
Yeah. Yes, all those lines that's for people. Yes, I opened them already, and they're
You know what, Sister Paul? I do want to share something. I know we're coming to the close. I think, you know, Sister Carla does a wonderful job, you know, and I want to say thank you, writing up or, you know, putting these quotes from the prophetess, from Sister Ellen G. White. And I would be remiss, for some reason, it really connects to what my reading was. And I knew that is divine intervention, because I didn't read what she had before the Holy Spirit led us to Adam and Eve. So I just wanted to read that, because I know the Holy Spirit had put it in her heart, because it connects to exactly what I was reading, even though I did not see it earlier. So she wrote on there, Health Reform Thursday, and it says, Adam's defeat, Christ's victory. It says, Adam and Eve fell through intemperate appetite. Christ came and withstood the fiercest temptation of Satan, and in behalf of the race, overcame appetite, showing that man may overcome. As Adam fell through appetite and lost blissful Eden, the children of Adam may, through Christ, overcome appetite, and through temperance in all things, regain Eden. Council on Diet, page 70, paragraph 1. Aids in discerning truth. We started off with that, right? Our text in the New Testament talked about the third epistle of John, God wish above all things that we may prosper and be in health, right? And he wants his children to walk in truth, amen? So it says, ignorance is no excuse now for the transgression of law. The light shines clearly, and none need be ignorant, for the great God himself is man's instructor. All are bound by the most sacred obligation to God to heed the sound philosophy and genuine experience which he is now giving them in reference to health reform. He designs that the great subject of health reform shall be agitated and the public mind deeply stirred to investigate, for it is impossible for men and women with all their sinful, health-destroying, brain-enervating habits to discern sacred truth through which they are to be sanctified, refined, elevated, and made fit for the society of heavenly angels in the kingdom of glory. Also, this is also
amen.
From Council of Diet as well. Amen and amen. So, Sister Paul, if you want to go ahead in prayer, I just wanted to read that because Sister Carla, the Holy Spirit led her to that, and it connects. We started off with Adam and Eve, you know, the marriage, and so we came to intemperate the appetite, and that's what's going to get us again. Many times it's our appetite that gets us. Amen?
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Sister Stephanie, and also the reading, and also thanks, Sister Carla, for the work that she has been doing, especially with this line.
You know, God is so good, and we will just ask you, Sister Stephanie, I like when you finish your message, just really close with our prayer. We have not have anyone have any query or question, so we do
Amen.
Know that everyone received the message. So we just ask you if you can close out with prayer. And brothers and sisters, after the prayer, we do know that tomorrow is Sabbath evening. We are asking everyone to join. Bring a friend. Let us try to invite our friends, you know, and our family to come on the line, you know, to listen to God's word. God bless, and have a blessed night. After Sister Stephanie pray, we will just close.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We're so thankful, Lord, for this health message, for Health Thursday. Lord, you have given us everything in that B-I-B-L-E. In that basic instruction before leaving earth, Lord, there's nothing that we can go through or encounter that you have not given us the roadmap or the blueprint or the direction, Lord, to endure. And so we pray, Lord, that as we struggle with intemperate, as we struggle with appetite, Lord, as we struggle with the fact that we have made mistakes with our children, with our loved ones, Lord, we ask you, Lord, for forgiveness. And we pray that you will give us an agitation, as we just read, of the heart, so that we will see our error, we will see our error, we will ask for forgiveness, and we will go to those individuals that we have caused harm to, Heavenly Father. Or we will go to individuals that have caused us harm, Lord, because you have set us here, Lord, so that your character, Heavenly Father, can shine through us. We are to give encouragement. We are to give commendment. We are to give bring happiness, Lord. We are to, no matter what we're going through, we are to give you praises, honor, and glory. So we thank you for this opportunity. I pray that you will be with each and every person that is on this line. Give us a double portion of your Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father. We want to be changed. We want to be changed in your image. So whatever you have to do so that we can be saved, we're begging and pleading that you will do that. As we depart from this line, we're begging you, Lord, please do not depart from us. But let your angels stand guard around us so that we will be able to finish this work that you have put us here to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Let the words of our mouth
and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, I pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, my dear. You guys have a good night. I will just one more.
Oh, I'm sorry, Powell. I'm sorry, you were going to sing?
No, you go on. Yes, that's it.
Okay.
Yes. Amen. Thank you again.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, and so having Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, his child and forever I am.
I think of my blessed Redeemer. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.